At 11 o'clock, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Natalie Sampson. Right now it's 10 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, two people were airlifted to the hospital this morning after a serious car crash north of Newmarket. 680 News is reporting that one of those people in the air ambulance is 5 months pregnant. The collision between a minivan and a tractor trailer happened shortly before 7 at Queensville Side Road and 2nd Concession. A house fire in Midtown Toronto left one woman dead and her husband in the hospital. Firefighters received a call about a fire in Lawrence Heights just after 3:30 yesterday afternoon. The elderly woman, who was reportedly wheelchair-bound, was found without vital signs by emergency services workers. Her husband, also a senior, is at Sunnybrook recovering from critical burns. This is the city's 11th fire-related fatality this year. Now on to another end of the city. Something stinks in Rouge Hill. Residents of the community are growing tired of the garbage and dog waste that litters the streets where they live. It's an ongoing problem for the neighborhood. Resident Lorne Mann says it's time for his neighbors to be accountable for their own actions.
It was invaluable always. I would go there pretty much every other day to get food. It was amazing.
I think every person has to be reminded about good stewardships of their community. We have an active community newspaper that goes around our area. And we try to pinpoint the problems. It could be break-ins, it could be graffiti or whatever. And I think now we've got to tackle this here major problem of leaving your dog doo-doo on the streets.
Mann says he put up a stink with representatives at the city councilor's office about the garbage, and he did see some immediate changes. He's doubtful, though, about how long those will last. Turning now to sports, the Red Sox beat out the Blue Jays 2-1 last night at the Rogers Centre. It was the fourth straight loss for the Jays. They'll try to change that streak again tonight at home against the Bo Sox. In NHL news, it was a 6-1 victory for the Red Wings last night as they faced off against the Coyotes. After winning the first Game 7 of the playoffs, Detroit will head to San Jose to face the Sharks in the next round. Meanwhile, the Habs are in Washington tonight for their own Game 7 in the first round of the Eastern Conference. And in entertainment, as if there weren't enough bombshells in Sandra Bullock's life these days, she told People magazine she's filed for divorce from Jesse James. No surprise there, but Sandy threw a curveball by revealing that she has a newborn son, and he's 3 months old. The actress and her husband started the adoption process for Louis Bardo Bullock about 4 years ago. She now plans to raise the boy herself. A horde of teens mobbed Justin Bieber at a New Zealand airport last night. Fans stole the heartthrob's hat and knocked over his mother. Don't worry, though. He tweeted this morning that the hat has been recovered and his mom's okay, too. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Natalie Sampson, and on behalf of all of us here, thanks for listening.